Hello, the Swipe Minister, the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 89. 89. We are almost into the 90s and into the 100s, and then we're through. But as you listen daily, 5 minutes daily, oh, something is happening, because these are living words. These are not ordinary words. They are living words, and they are building a new life, building a new faith, building, doing something, so such mighty things, that by the time we finish this podcast, this series, you'll be amazed at what God has done. You hear yourself talking, you wonder, who, I sound like somebody. Oh, I sound, I, what am I saying, talking like this? I really sound like somebody. Who do I sound like? There it is. God has built faith in you. So Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 has been our fundamental scripture, the basis on which we've been building all these scriptures. So Hebrews 4 12 says, for the word of God is quick. And I've already told you, the quick there is not fast. No, you should be able to understand all these scriptures, all these words, because I've already explained them. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, what the heart intends to do. So we see you doing the thing, maybe you're just pleasing men on the surface, but inside. So with the word of God, we'll pull it out. You'll be amazed. We'll pull it out, and you'll be convicted. You know that, no, this is not the way to do it. The word of God is quick and powerful. So I said to you in the previous episodes that you are building yourself up with the word. The word is a spiritual thing. It is spirit, and is building faith in you, doing wonders in your life. And so I want us to take another scripture, and I'm almost through with the single scriptures, so that we can do something else, because I want to show you another side of the word. And I believe that it's a real, real blessing. So I want us to take Philippians 4:13. Remember that we have done Philippians already. Philippians 4:19, that said, my God will supply all your need. So 4:13, Philippians 4:13. And do you know what it says? You love it. I can do all things in him who strengtheneth me. I can do all things in Christ. I can do all things in him. I can surely do all things in him who strengtheneth me. Oh, hallelujah. I can do all things. Can you do all things? I can. You should respond, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Can you do all things? What's your response? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can do all things in him. I can do all things in Christ. All things in Christ. Not just all things. All things. Because all things can include smoking weed and take sniffing cocaine. So no. So all things in Christ. I can do all things in Christ. I can do all things in Christ who strengtheneth me. Christ gives me strength to be able to do the all things. Because some of the all things might not be my favorite thing to do. The all things there might be a mountain that I would need to climb, or a valley that I need to go through, or something that I need to move, and I'm wondering, how am I going to do that? And God says, you can do it. Well, I have given you my ability. We have God's ability in us, and therefore he said, he strengtheneth you. You strengthens you. He gives you the capacity to be able to do what he says to you. Is there anything he's giving you to do? And often when God gives you an assignment, it is a God assignment. It's not a man's assignment. Any man's assignment, we can do it. But when it is God's assignment, it's often up, top notch, up there. And it's like, how do I do that? But he knows that he lives in you, and his power, his ability, his grace is in you, and he will do it through you. You don't sit and pray and say, okay, I'm folding my arms, God, just do it. No. Is that I'm receiving this what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or speaking in tongues, and then somebody is just says, okay, if God wants to give me, if it's for me, it's for me. He will turn himself into a radio and speak through me. He will not become a radio. You must open your mouth and speak. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak. They spoke. It's not the Holy Spirit who spoke. They began to speak in other tongues. So that is Acts chapter 2. So he says, you can do all things. You are a can-do woman. You are a can-do man. Say, I can do it. I can do it. That assignment, you are doing it. You can do it. Say, I can. I can. Yes, I can. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.